Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or simply hoping to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and PsychReg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall. Welcome back. Richard, it was about 4 months ago. 4 months ago in early October 2017 was the last time that we had a discussion about a mass shooting.
Right.
4 months ago.
4 months have gone by.
Yeah. Right. And that was the shooting in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a discussion about that, and we kind of talked about different issues and concerns. And before then, and what's significant about the talk today is that, of course, there was a shooting last week on Valentine's Day,
right?
Here in Florida, not too terribly far from where we're sitting right now, just a few hours away,
mm-hmm.
And in a town very close to where you once lived,
right? Fort Lauderdale,
yeah, mm-hmm. in that area. So
yep.
this is
it's a suburb of Fort Lauderdale,
yeah, in Parkland, Florida. In June of 2016, there was a discussion, and it actually, as I look back to you see when the dates were and everything, right. I realized that was a podcast that I recorded on my own because you weren't here that day.
That was Balloon Day.
Yeah, it was the day that was the Pulse night shooting,
right.
nightclub shooting,
mm-hmm.
In Orlando,
right.
which was even closer than Parkland.
That was June of 2016.
June of 2016.
When I was having my surgery. Yeah,
that was. Yeah, you were having surgery.
Surgery.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been all moving toward 2 years
yeah.
since the Pulse, and that mm-hmm. isn't completely resolved yet,
right.
the carnage there. That was in Florida, in mm-hmm. Orlando, and then this one
right.
in 2018. 2017, of course, was the Las Vegas
mm-hmm.
massacre.
Yeah.
So here we are again.
Yes. And you know, today's podcast, we're not going to go into... not going to go into a lot of depth today,
right?
Because we have some discussions planned for the course of the week. Because it's always when something like this happens
right.
that the discussion is reignited about, and the focus is almost always on basically two things,
right?
Gun control and mental illness, you know, because somebody
right.
always comes out and says, oh, well, that person was deranged. They were mm-hmm. mentally deranged. They were mentally ill. And mm-hmm. we look at that as a rationale mm-hmm. to explain what happened, because we as humans
right.
often look for, we just need to understand why it happened, because if we can say, well, that person was mentally ill,
mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not mentally ill, so something like that couldn't happen to me. Or,
right.
you know, we look for those kinds of mechanisms for separating ourselves
yeah.
from the people who do these atrocious things.
Right.
But I think that, well, I think that that's an... I don't think that that gets to the root of some of the issues that we
right.
really need to talk about with this. So.
Right. Yeah, I don't know what it is about this Parkland, this latest... episode, but perhaps because it's in Florida,
mm-hmm.
it has rung so much louder than
mm-hmm.
others. But when it happened, you know, you and I sat down and discussed it for a couple of days about
mm-hmm.
How we should approach it, because we've talked about this on previous podcasts.
Right.
So we made the decision to let's do a more thorough investigation of the topic.
Right.
Okay. Because as you say, these events occur. Some are mass shootings,
mm-hmm.
Where there are multiple lives lost. Others are individual shootings,
mm-hmm.
where there are one or two people.
Yeah.
But we're talking mainly here about mass shootings. And you're right. Whenever these occur,
mm-hmm.
there's always this public outcry. Politicians are interviewed.
Mm-hmm.
The search for the guilty begins.
Right.
You know, whom should we blame,
mm-hmm.
or what should we blame? And that's a normal human reaction.
Right.
You know, whose fault was this?
Right.
Okay. Is it mental illness? Is it guns? And you're right. The things that the topics that arise, the issues that arise, one is gun control.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any? There are many people out there who feel very strongly
right.
that we should somehow control the availability mm-hmm. of these deadly weapons. The other thing that's always discussed is mental illness.
Mm-hmm.
And then you hear politicians say, we need to have a discussion. We mm-hmm. need to figure out why. We don't have all the facts. We need to figure out what really happened here before we do anything. So there's always right. this hesitation or reservation to do anything. But there's always a call for, we need to get more information, or we need to have a discussion.
Right.
And well, we're going to take them at their word. And what we decided to do was to have a complete discussion
mm-hmm.
because it's not a single issue.
Right.
It's not an issue of gun control. It's not an issue of mental illness. It's nobody's fault.
Right.
This is not Director Wray's fault. Director Wray is head of the FBI.
FBI, right.
This isn't his fault.
Right.
And to start blaming other people, to blame institutions or other people, is short-sighted and dangerous because it takes away from the full investigation that should be done.
Right, and it reminds me of, you know, this goes way back to 2001, you know, when, you know, all the people came out and said, well, there was a memo on President Bush's right. desk that said that Osama bin Laden was going to, you know, right. was going to attack the U.S. by commercial airlines,
mm-hmm.
And nothing was done. And, you know, I would assume that
right.
law enforcement and people in those kinds of positions receive those kinds of things all the time.
Every day.
And, you know, how would you have the manpower and time to investigate all of those things so thoroughly? I mean, right. people say, I'm sorry to say this, people say really stupid things online all the time.
Right.
And if you had to put in resources to research those things, mm-hmm. and people say really stupid things online all the time, and those are oftentimes people with problematic histories and
right.
with, but again, you can't pour resources into those things,
right.
You know,
that's right.
Unregulated. Mm-hmm. It just can't happen.
Right.
So, I mean, it is easy to say, well, he should have done this, or this should have happened, or that should have happened.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Right. There's no argument.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Those things should have happened,
mm-hmm.
but Yeah, it wasn't their right. fault.
No.
I mean,
no.
You know, and I don't even know who this new FBI director is.
Right, he's only been on the job a few months.
Right.
And he doesn't know, he has no relationship to the Miami Bureau.
Right.
Okay, so here's what bothers me about that. When Governor Scott, and I'm taking Governor Scott directly on this one, when he gets up publicly and calls for Wray to resign,
right.
that's absolutely wrong, period.
Right.
This is not Wray's fault.
Mm-hmm.
And for Governor Scott to say he should resign deflects all the attention from the real problems
right.
to a non-problem.
Right.
Because then Director Wray is not the cause of this tragedy.
Right, because then the assumption will be, okay, he resigns. Well, that fixed the problem.
That fixes the problem. That's not
so now
the
we don't
solution.
Have to talk about anything else.
That's not the cause of the problem.
Right.
So getting rid of him is not the solution.
Right.
If you want to punish somebody, then let's punish who's really responsible. But we don't know who that is yet.
Right.
Okay. And that's what we're saying this week, is that this is a much more complex, complicated issue with many facets.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're going to solve the problem,
right.
you solve the problem by doing a thorough analysis, thorough investigation, where every possible contributing factor
mm-hmm.
is put into the equation.
Right.
And that's what we're taking on here.
Yeah.
You know, this one of the odd things about this, and I don't remember this happening before, is many people are posting comments about this thoughts. We give our thoughts and prayers and
right.
all that stuff. And I don't remember that happening before, but there are a number of people who are saying, enough with your, there's enough discussion about thoughts and prayers, and we appreciate all that.
Mm-hmm.
But let's get serious about solving
right.
the problem, especially when politicians say that.
Right.
You know, that we offer our thoughts and prayers. Okay, if you're in Congress at the state level or the federal level, thoughts and prayers are fine, but they're not sufficient.
Right.
We need some type of we need some type of action, but action requires analysis.
Right.
Let's do the analysis.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I think that as we've put some things together that we're going to be talking about over the course of this week, that in and of itself has kind of come to our attention that, you know, there's been this sort of resistance to conduct any real research as it relates to gun violence. You know, those, we have statistics, but, you know, those, many of you may not know that just like children, just like the elderly, just like lots of other groups, prisoners, people in prison, mm-hmm. are a what they consider a protected population. That's as right. it relates to research. Mm-hmm. And so...
Because they have no choice.
I mean, right.
It's truly a captive audience.
Right.
And you don't put people in prison and then do research on them.
Right.
Too close to a concentration camp mentality.
Right. And that's why it was so interesting, you know, back in the 90s with... 90s, I think it was. 80s or 90s with Ted Bundy.
Right.
Because... he was perfectly happy to talk to researchers and mm-hmm. people, and it was like, wow, we finally have somebody who's done some of these really horrible things mm-hmm. that will actually talk to us so we can get some information. And it was around that time that we started the FBI and other mm-hmm. groups started saying, okay, well, you know, if they present with these kinds of histories right. or those kinds of histories. And mm-hmm. and those were broad generalizations. But
at least you could develop a profile of some
right,
type, you know,
right.
saying, okay, these are the risk factors.
Right.
But you have to be able to do that kind of research.
Right.
Now, the terrible irony is that in 1994, the head of the Centers for Disease Control, Mark Rosenberg, suggested that we treat gun violence the way we treat cigarettes
mm-hmm.
as a public health. It's a public health problem.
Right.
Okay, it's a public health issue. And he said, you know, there was a time, and if you watch Turner Classic Movies,
mm-hmm.
from the 30s and 40s and 50s.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody smokes,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it's
yeah.
glamorous. And
yeah, yeah.
And there was a time when smoking cigarettes was considered to be cool
mm-hmm.
or glamorous or sophisticated. People were cool if they smoked cigarettes. Within about a 10 or 20 year period,
mm-hmm.
public opinion
right.
shifted to these are dangerous items that should be,
right.
If not banned, but smoking was banned,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
and
right.
I mean, when I was,
in certain
my
areas,
kids laugh because when I was growing up, you could smoke in any restaurant in the
right.
United States, including McDonald's.
Yeah.
They had ashtrays on the table
mm-hmm.
and airplanes and
yeah.
every and my kids think it's funny now because they've never known that. But within about a 20-year period, we went from smoking is cool to smoking is banned.
Mm-hmm.
So Mark Rosenberg, head of CDC, said, why don't we treat guns the same way? I mean,
right.
you know, and... that was in 1994,
mm-hmm.
which was a reasonable... He said, let's do the research. Let's get all the information. Let's figure out why these things are happening. Because as we will remind people throughout
mm-hmm.
the week, mass shootings didn't start in the 2000s.
Right.
They're not the result of our present culture.
Right.
Unless you want to go back, you know,
yeah.
want to go back 100 years. So for those people who are saying it's the demise of the family or the demise... No, these shootings have been going on for a long time.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, they really spiked in the 80s and 90s.
Right. They spiked then, but
yeah.
they've been going on for years, for
yeah.
Over 60 years. So Mark Rosenberg said this was in 1994. In 1996, there was an amendment to a bill, and it said that the Centers for Disease... that the federal government... will not do research advocating gun control.
Mm-hmm.
There was a federal ban
mm-hmm.
on doing research into gun control.
Mm-hmm.
And although they didn't, on advocating,
mm-hmm.
they used the word advocacy of gun control,
right.
although they didn't ban research,
mm-hmm.
they cut the CDC budget
mm-hmm.
by the exact amount that CDC spent on studying gun violence.
Right.
So the message was clear.
Right.
You can study it, but we're not going to pay for it.
Right.
The Congress of the United States said you are not to study. We are not going to give you permission or money
mm-hmm.
to study gun violence.
Right.
And so we haven't been able to do the research.
Right.
So the fact is that while everybody's calling for let's do studies, and I Scott, Governor Scott's the clearest image where he says we're going to go to Tallahassee and we're going to study this stuff. There's been a federal ban on this since 1996
right.
of studying this.
Yeah.
So the irony, I'm sure, hasn't... I'm not the only one who's confused by that.
Right. Yeah. So over the course of the week, we're going to talk about a variety of issues, you know, mm-hmm. and we're really going to spend the least amount of time talking about gun control itself.
Gun control.
Because the reality is, and I think that it's just time to we all accept this. We have people on one hand that want guns banned right. completely. We have people on the other end who wants everybody to have a gun.
Arm the whole country.
The reality is in the middle, of course, as it always is.
The solution resides between right. those two extremes.
And the reality is that there's not going the probability of us ever being in a situation where everyone's guns are going to be taken away
it's not going to happen.
It is incredibly right. small. It's just not likely to happen.
And we did prohibition with alcohol. I mean, prohibition right. doesn't, you
exactly.
cannot.
It's not, that doesn't
it's
solve anything.
It's not going to happen. It's not going to solve the problem. It's right. going to create other problems.
Right, exactly. And so it's not an issue of gun control per se.
Right.
We do have to have a conversation about mental health. We have to have a conversation about about safety in general.
Right.
You know,
right.
Some of those interesting statistics that you found, you know, of the mass shootings that we've had.
The 33 worst, the 33 deadliest.
The 33 deadliest mass shootings since what,
1949. Right.
A small percentage.
A third, fifth, you know, six.
Six out of 33.
The 33 deadliest mass shootings mm-hmm. between 1949 and 2018. Only six have occurred in schools.
Right. So
to go to Tallahassee and talk about school safety, it's good.
It's great.
Okay,
yeah.
That's fine. But what about the other 27 right. places where these things are occurring, including homes and office buildings and post mm-hmm. offices,
nightclubs and churches and
exactly
everywhere
yeah.
else?
Well, are we going to keep just students safe, or do we want to keep citizens
everyone
safe?
Right.
Okay. So that's what we're talking about when we say this is a complicated issue.
Mm-hmm.
So we are going to talk about gun control. We mm-hmm. are going to talk about safety.
Right.
But we're going to talk about the complexity of each one of these issues.
Right.
And I think what you'll find as we go through the week is that every issue, and I think we have about seven or eight that we're going to discuss, every issue has two extremes.
Right.
You know,
right.
let's not do anything or let's do everything. The yeah. solution resides somewhere in the middle.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there is absolutely a reasonable approach to addressing each of these issues.
To each issue, that's right.
And it's what has to happen, though, is we have to, like so many other things, we have to resist that tendency to venture out to the extremes.
That's right.
For the sake of hoping that we can end up in the middle.
Right.
You know what I mean? Okay. It's like, we see this with parenting all the time. You have one really passive parent, and so because to respond for the other parent being mm-hmm. so passive, the other parent is a little bit more authoritarian.
Right.
And then what happens is over time, they continue to kind of push out in their extremes mm-hmm. to accommodate for the other.
Right.
And I think that that's what's happening here, is that, you know, it is really hard for me to believe that anyone, you know, anyone who has really given a lot of thought to this process, to this issue, really believes that the solution is giving everybody a gun. It is really difficult to believe that.
But there are many people who
say that.
That's right. Including elected officials.
Right.
Okay. They talk about putting armed guards in schools.
Right.
There was an armed guard
in Parkland.
In this school.
Right.
Where this occurred last week.
Right.
There was a police officer with a gun in that
yeah.
school. But by the time you get there,
right.
The first 5 minutes or 4 or 5 minutes are the most critical.
Right.
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 So, but yeah. there are people who advocate. Well, what are you going to do? Turn them into military camps with people walking, with soldiers walking on every floor
right.
throughout the entire, in every school in the country?
Right. And there are people who are advocating for teachers to carry guns. And
right.
that introduces an entirely new set right. of issues.
But so, yeah, but the idea of arming civilians, we want to talk about, because if you look at the little research that has been done, and you talk to law enforcement mm-hmm. officers who have dealt with shootings where civilians with guns have tried mm-hmm. to stop the shooter, there is some data, there is some research on that.
Yeah.
It's not very it doesn't support the argument of arming everybody.
Right.
But without the research and right. without the discussion, how do we know these
right.
things?
Right. And that's sort of what we hope to sort of right. present this week, is that, you know, going out to the extremes isn't going to help anything, because it creates a camp to the right and a camp to the left, and we are so resistant to looking at anything in the middle, because we right. feel like giving anything in the middle is giving up something.
That's right. The advocates of saying total ban on every... No, not going to work. I'm sorry.
Not going to work.
Everybody might agree that a total ban is great, but it's not a practical solution.
Okay? Right. Yeah, what are they going to do? Go into everybody's houses and say...
Right. And it's not the way it works.
It's just not going to happen in the United States.
Or we give everybody in the country a gun. Well, everybody in this country should already have a gun, because there are 300 million of them out there. So we have right. at least one gun for every citizen, including infants. But the topics, the things we want to talk about are... We're going to talk about gun control.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where's the middle ground? We're going to talk about school safety... But safety in general. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about mental illness.
Right.
Where does this mental illness fit into all
right.
this? Because that's what all the politicians are talking about. Let's not let people with mental illness get access to guns. There's a little hypocrisy there, however. Campaign contributions. We need to talk about that.
Right.
We need to talk about... What is the effect that campaign contributions... Because the fact of the matter is, if you want to run for political office today, you need enormous amounts of money.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, doesn't matter what office you run for.
Right.
You need enormous amounts of money. And with campaign finance reform in 2010 and 2014, corporations, organizations, and individuals can contribute as much as they want.
Right.
So we've opened the floodgates. So whoever has a lot of money is going to give a lot of money. And when you give a lot of money, you expect something in return.
Right.
That's a fact. That has to be one of the factors. We're mm-hmm. sorry, but that's a fact of life in the right. United States today.
And I think that we're going to, kind of building from that, is we're going to be talking about different legal policies and legal right. Issues. So whether it's the mm-hmm. Second Amendment, you know, what does the Second Amendment really
That's
say?
Right. Second Amendment is another thing we need to talk about.
Right. Mm-hmm. You know, different laws that are, you know, there are different laws that sort of contribute to some of these issues. I mean, if you look at those 33 mm-hmm. of the, you know, most horrific mass shootings since 1949, mm-hmm. the vast majority of guns, and actually, if you look at all mass shootings, the vast majority of weapons were bought legally.
Right.
Including Parkland.
75% or something.
Right. Mm-hmm. This 19-year-old boy had no history that prevented him from buying an assault rifle.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. So these weapons are purchased legally.
Right.
And so what does that mean? What mm-hmm. And why does that happen? And how did... So, right. you know...
Where are the loopholes? Where right. do we... You know, gun shows. You can buy all the stuff at gun... 3 days after this happened... There was a gun show in South Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you could go buy. Anybody can go in there and buy any. Because you don't need a background check at a gun show.
Right.
Okay. You just go in and buy it, mm-hmm. and you don't need much of anything to get an assault rifle.
Well, and
you need a lot to get a handgun. You don't need much to get an assault rifle.
Right. You don't. You know. If you,
so, but there are laws on the books.
You can buy from Craigslist.
That's right.
You know?
That's right.
You can just get them from.
Buy it from your brother-in-law.
Right.
That's what the people in yeah. Pulse shooting did.
Yeah.
So. Yes, Second Amendment needs to be discussed.
Right.
The laws on the books need to be discussed.
Right.
We need to talk about this assault, these assault weapons.
Right.
We laugh because I can't wait to have that discussion
yeah.
where we need assault weapons to protect ourselves from the government.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it's a...
The government has weapons that you can't... We'll talk about that day,
yeah.
but we have to talk about assault rifles, because these weapons are designed for a single purpose,
mm-hmm.
and you can't use them to hunt, you can't use them to do anything,
right.
they're designed for a specific purpose, they're military grade hardware,
mm-hmm.
you know, you wouldn't go out and buy a Sherman tank, I guess some people might want to, but
yeah.
These are weapons that are meant for a single purpose, and so we need to talk about
right.
that. Are we
yeah.
going to have them? Are we not going to have them? Who has them? Who is allowed to have them? Should they be legal or illegal?
Mm-hmm.
That's a discussion that we need to have. You
right.
don't take that off the table. That we're
right.
not going to discuss guns. No, we are going to discuss guns, because if you don't discuss guns, it's like people say, well, guns don't kill people. People kill people.
Mm-hmm.
but they use guns to kill people.
Right.
So how do you take that out of the equation?
Right.
Okay. It's like if people use knives to kill people, we talk about knives. If
they use
you know, chemicals to kill people, well, let's talk about chemicals.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, people use very creative and sometimes very colorful words when they describe people who kill people. You know, it's not guns. It's the...
It's an idiot. One guy said it was an idiot. They're idiots.
That was a nice word. There's been some very harsh... But again, then we refuse to have the conversation about how we allow those people to have guns.
Right.
And what kind of guns we allow them to have.
Right, right.
You
know, we're not going to discuss guns, but we're going to... How do we prevent people with mental illness from getting guns?
Right.
We're talking about guns again.
Yeah.
So, the gun discussion has to be on the table.
Right.
We do have to discuss it. And we're going to talk to the NRA. We're going to talk about the NRA. I'd love to talk to the NRA.
Right.
And if the NRA would like to come on here, we would love to talk to you, because you're going to push this thing to the point where there is going to be an uprising. There is going to be opposition to you. And you're going to look like the bad guy here. You're going to look like the tobacco companies if this doesn't go the way you want it to go.
Mm-hmm.
So... you know, we can't push this issue. We're not going to discuss guns because we have a right to possess guns.
Right.
We have a right to drive cars too, but not into a shopping mall.
Right.
So we need to be careful about that discussion.
Yeah, somebody said something about, you know, are we going to ban cars because people, you know, kill people through DUI? Well, you know, the other reality is that you have to have a license to drive a car.
And it can be revoked.
Right.
For pretty insignificant stuff compared to killing people.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, the discussions have to happen. And so we're going to talk about a lot of things this week. And we're working hard to sort of organize it so that it...
Yeah, that's an interesting concept.
Yeah.
About the car.
Yeah. Yeah.
That it's a privilege. Driving is you get a license,
mm-hmm.
and it's a privilege, but the privilege can be taken away.
Right.
Pretty
if you abuse it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And
you can't just buy any vehicle. You can't just drive any vehicle on the road.
You can't be riding around in a Formula One race car driving 90 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm.
So we do have restrictions. So,
yeah.
So why should guns be in a separate category?
Right.
Nothing else is. Chemicals aren't, cars aren't, boats aren't. I mean, we have laws in Florida about how fast you can drive your boats in certain areas, you
mm-hmm.
know. So there's nothing really special about guns compared to anything else.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
but it's a complicated issue.
It is. So we're going to
hopefully give it its due. We want to give this issue its due. It's time to have a serious discussion. It's a complex issue, many facets, and each facet has to be on the table.
Right.
And to say we're not going to talk about this, or we're not going to talk about that, or we're not going to do research.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, that's
everything has to be out there.
Right. So, stay tuned for all of that.
Please stay tuned and please contribute. We'd love to hear from you on all of these topics.
Absolutely.
And if there's something that you think we should include that we're not including, please let us know and we will include it.
Absolutely. All right. Until next time, stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid. Thanks for sharing this episode of the Mental Breakdown and PsychReg podcast. Be sure to check out the show notes for links to follow us on Twitter and subscribe to our YouTube channel, where you will find all of our previous podcasts and much more. We would be honored if you would become a patron through patreon.com, where any donation you can manage will go to the development and creation of more content. Just visit patreon.com/themental breakdown for more information. Thanks again for listening, have an awesome day, and we look forward to being back in your feed tomorrow morning.